Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you. Lots of good stuff there to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful in your small business. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, if you like that that platform, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Okay, I want to talk about something else that I think this is important to discuss, and that is the idea of chambers of commerce. Now you've known for a long time, if you've been listening to my show, that I am a champion of chambers. In fact I have been for decades, but I actually now have a plaque that the American Chamber of Commerce executives gave me that says that I'm a champion of chambers. But for a long time before I got that recognition, I was celebrating chambers and championing them. I believe in the local chamber of commerce, and I believe it's important to differentiate between the local chamber of commerce and the U.S. chamber of commerce. And I've never really felt it was a strong need to do that until recently, because of this dust up between the administration and the U.S. Chamber. Now, so I think for there are enough people out there who aren't members of a chamber, and maybe are considering joining their local chamber, or they're starting a new business or whatever, but they just don't know much about chambers. Well, let me tell you what the differences are. The local Chamber of Commerce, the Sheboygan Chamber of Commerce, the Dime Box, Texas Chamber of Commerce, those local chambers, and there are thousands of them across the country, they're locally owned and managed 501c3 eleemosynary nonprofit organizations, locally owned by the locals, by their members. They're not part of the government. They're not part of the local city council. They're literally an interest group that focuses on the health of the local marketplace and all the members of that community. They bring in education, they bring in labor, they bring in the merchants, they bring in the manufacturers, they bring in the banks. They bring in all those the politicians. They bring them in too, and they foster a debate. They present the best of the community, and then they foster debate on other issues like public policy, and hopefully they get involved in state and national politics too, to the degree that it benefits the local community. That's their job, and so the local Chamber of Commerce has something to do with politics. But it's only part of what they do. It's only a part of what they do. Maybe not even 20%, depending on the community. Sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less. But a lot of what they do has nothing to do with local chamber, of which I've been a member of mine since 1977. That's right, 32 years. I've been a member of my chamber. I'm very proud of that. Because it is 100% a political organization. Their job is 100% to advocate for businesses. Notice I didn't say small business. They do have a small business element. They do have small business sections. The leader of the small business section at the U.S. Chamber is our good friend Giovanni Coratolo, a member of my brain trust, a man that is a great friend of mine and yours. So they do advocate for small business, but make no mistake, the operation and the programs that the U.S. Chamber has does not come from my dues or your dues, small business owners. They come from big company dues, large companies, nationals, multinationals. That's where their money comes from. And if that's where their bread is buttered, then you know what they're going to do. They're going to serve the interests of their big companies, their big members first, and then you and I are going to get whatever's left over. It's just a coincidence. Now, I'm not minimizing the U.S. Chamber. I'm not running them down. I'm just speaking the truth here, folks. It's merely a coincidence if the U.S. Chamber's goals are compatible with mine and yours on Main Street. It's not, and again, it's not. I'm not being besmirching them. I'm not saying anything bad about them. This is the reality. It's just the reality. And so, when you hear the main thing I want to point out here is when you hear that they're because see a lot of the TV people don't understand what I just explained to you. They do not have a clue about what I just explained to you, and so they continue to use terms like the chamber, the chamber, the chamber. Well, they're talking about the U.S. Chamber, folks, and the U.S. Chamber has got a dust-up going on right now between it and the administration, the Obama administration. So make sure that you realize that whatever the U.S. Chamber is working on is not the same thing as your local chamber. There's different. It's not as different as night and day, but it's pretty close. A lot of differences. So be sure to support your local Chamber of Commerce. And pay attention to what the U.S. Chamber is doing, because sometimes they do things that are good for small business, and sometimes they don't. And that's something that I just felt like that was something we needed to straighten out. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're not a member, if you're a business owner, a small business owner, and you're not a member of your local Chamber of Commerce, I need you to tell me why. Because I can promise you, I can tell you why you should be. They need you. They need your contribution, your support, and your volunteer time. They need that. Quick break. Stay with me. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.